After a lifetime of researching the dynamic and enigmatic world of light entertainment, I've decided to ditch my notebook and meet the people who inspire me. What makes them the people they are? How do they feel about the show business landscape in which they find themselves? And in a world where anyone can be a star, is there still a need for performers who have universal appeal? Come with me on a journey of discovery as I get a unique insight into Britain's favourite stars with a little help from my glamorous assistants. Yeah, well, I say glamorous, more like hazardous. And of course, we'll have a bit of fun along the way.
In the week of the official launch of my autobiography, Adapted, I sit down with a good friend and local broadcaster, Simon Clark, to talk celebrity interviews, the grueling writing process, and my life as a disabled man. So as I'm not technically Josh Barry, I can still say, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Barry.
So Josh, this is a very different Beyond the Title interview. The tables have been turned. So firstly, tell us a bit about the inspiration behind Beyond the Title.
Oh, my life, I'm being interested in watching interviews and reading.
Throughout my life, I've been interested in watching interviews and have been fascinated by how they can capture a specific time in people's lives and how they can chart the stages of someone's career. I'm just very proud that I've got some of those insights myself.
Excuse the pun, but beyond the title, you're about to release your own autobiography, Adapted. What did you hope to achieve from writing the book?
A lot of people have got their own preconceptions about cerebral palsy. I just wanted to put my own stamp on what I have thought about my own disability throughout my life and how I've just got on with my life irrespective of the boundaries I face.
You don't claim to be a spokesperson for every cerebral palsy sufferer. There are lots of different types of cerebral palsy as well. It's quite important. This is your story about your journey, is that right?
Me not letting me be.
Yeah, I'm certainly not claiming to be an authority on cerebral palsy. I'm just saying how I've lived my life, and hopefully people can enjoy aspects of my story.
Cool. So, that aside, in what way would you consider yourself as a role model for disabled children?
I don't think I am really live my life.
I don't think I am, because the way I've lived my life isn't for everyone. I went to a mainstream school and then went to uni, but actually writing my book made me realise that processes of mainstream school doesn't suit everyone. The adaptions that were made for me could argue that those could have been better in another environment, but for me, I was able to flourish in the setting, and that went a long way of making me the man I am today.
There is, again, there's just another little part to that. It works two ways, that you can go into mainstream school and go into university as you know, and the way that you've had to adapt and think people have adapted around you has helped you flourish. And it shows children, disabled children, that they can flourish. They don't have to be kind of shut away. But it's a two-way street as well, isn't it? It's not just what you've and they can benefit. It's what mainstream able-bodied children can also benefit. Do you think, and again, a very short answer, do you think that other people growing up with you, children growing up with you in that mainstream and then in that university environment, do you think that they benefited as well?
Yeah, but my time
Yeah, because my friends at school were able to get involved in a lot more because of me.
Alright, so that's a great friend's benefit. What about though the schooling system? Do you think that as that kind of a, not saying a major shift on society and you're responsible for it, but do you think maybe even, you know, locally or wherever, that actually within that kind of societal kind of, you know, structure, you think it made a difference? It was that two-way street.
Yeah. It made everyone more aware that people with
disabilities could get involved with everything.
Excellent. That I think is a really good point. You know, that it is a two-way street. You know, it's been just as good for me meeting you. I mean, obviously it's been amazing for you meeting me, but I've kind of learned that you need a bit more space in the doorway because you're in a wheelchair. I've learned something. That's good. Okay, Josh, what were the most interesting things that you learned about yourself when writing the book?
When I was given the opportunity
to look back over my life, I realised my disability was irrelevant, and I don't say that in a horrible way. It's just that everyone who ever got on with me has been able to forget about my limitations.
Was that it? That's the most interesting thing you learned about yourself? Because I think that is a really good point, isn't it? That you do kind of forget. Like I say, apart from when you're trying to have a conversation, there's times, because the longer I spend with you, even just this short time, I'm getting more of what you say than the first 5 minutes when we were in the kitchen, and I'm going like, oh, and then you automatically tune in. I know when you started working with Josh, Ben was saying exactly the same. The more time you spend, the more you tune in, and actually it's just a damn sight easier to forget. And then sometimes you go like, oh yeah, of course, he's got cerebral palsy and he's in a wheelchair, whatever. Josh, I know that there's a lot of stories within Adapted, but I understand there's one particular very, very funny one about a prank that your friends pulled on you.
Yeah, but you'll have to buy the book to get that one.
Writing a book for anybody is a challenge. But how do you actually type? Because you do type a lot, but how do you type?
I haven't actually written the whole book like this, but I type with my nose on my iPad.
So that has got to make, you know, what is already can be a lengthy process even longer. Have you got any idea as to, you haven't written all of it in that way, but have you got any idea kind of how long it's taken you, those bits you have written, to type it out like that?
Well, and we can't win.
Well, as I've gotten quicker, it's actually easier, but the last rewrite took me about a week, and that was with my nose.
Yeah.
Okay, so just as, which is, A, stunning, but just as an idea, how long would it take you to write out, my name is Josh Barry? How long would it take you to put that out on your...
About a minute.
Wow. Okay, so that's only 5 words. And you told me before the book is over 70,000 words, and you've done about 6 or 7 drafts. I'm sure that really puts into perspective for everyone the time and dedication it's taken to write this book.
Thank you.
Okay, Josh, to what extent do you hope that this book will break down some of the obvious taboos facing people with a disability in the 21st century?
I think what I got from writing this book
doesn't really matter. It shouldn't be a taboo because people can have their own preconceptions. But if we keep on challenging them, hopefully it'll bring about change.
Does adapted have more than just one meaning? Or is it does have more than one meaning? Okay, so you've gone for the title Adapted for your book. Why have you gone for that?
Oh, yeah. So, before I started the film,
I actually thought of the title before I started the book. It came about because I looked back on my life and realised I adapted my whole life, whether that be adapting myself to being around friends or adapting to create a career for myself. It's all about adapting. I hear a lot of disabled people saying about the struggles to do menial tasks, and I don't think of it like that. I live a normal life, but it's just adapted.
Right, you're going to have to forgive me because my history of being, my awareness of the kind of positive action around people with disability, you know, the things that have gone into the media, things like that, is pretty slim. But most recently, it's the last leg on Channel 4 that has been, that actually only came about because the Paralympics in London, the London Paralympics. But then that's kind of like extended, it's gone way beyond that, and it's now its own show in its own right. And it's the fact that it came from this disability background kind of doesn't really make a difference. But then it's still there. It's just talked about naturally. Your beyond the title isn't a disability specific thing either. It is a thing that is just of interest to people who are interested in that kind of thing. Do you see yourself as a, and this is going to be the possible difficult way of wording it, I think before, in the past, people have massively banged the drum to go like, look at me, I'm disabled and you will pay attention to me. Whereas you're going like, this is really interesting. Oh, by the way, you're kind of like in this new wave of...
Actually, in the book I talk about this, Tanny Gray Thompson and Leslie Ash were the only two interviews that have been about disability, and I think if I wasn't who I am, I wouldn't have got those interviews.
Alright, okay. But they're the only two. That's interesting. Out of, throwaway question, just actually for my interest, how many interviews have you done for Beyond the Title?
About over 40.
So two out of over 40. I'm not going to try and work out a percentage now, but that's pretty. It's 80 is four. It's something like 5% or something like that. I should be able to work that out really quickly. Yeah. Okay. So, Josh, it wouldn't be a Beyond the Title interview without these last two questions. So, looking back at everything you've done so far, what's your proudest achievement? Apart from meeting me.
Meeting you is a big one.
I would say my talk
Documentary launch was a big night in my life. That was the moment I realised that I could be a professional and everyone treated me such as a professional.
Okay. And finally, what's next for Josh Barry?
The interviews will keep going. I know it's been a bit sporadic recently, but I hope I'll get back to a consistent output soon, and I hope to interview a lot more in the future.
And I hope to interview a lot more.
Great. Josh Barry, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to our guests for being the subject to another Beyond the Title interview. If you like this, why not browse the website and see if there's anything that takes your fancy? Don't forget to like our Facebook page to receive updates on forthcoming interviews and to see more information about me and what I do. Thanks again, and hopefully see you next time for another Beyond the Title interview.